like your waking. Just in time, too. It's been a little over an hour. You told me to wake you up from your nap. I just decided to get a little bit creative. It's more fun to coil my tail around you, wrapping you nice and tight against me, my rough scales massaging your exposed skin. I'm assuming that it was the squeezing that woke you up. Oh, I'm sorry. I get a little carried away when it comes to you. But can you blame me? Look at yourself. So sexy when I'm the only thing covering you. Your trust in me is so hot. Can't get enough of how you feel like this. Restrained so tightly. Squirming not because you want to get away, but because you're testing my hold. Don't worry. I'm not going to drop you. We've done this enough times. You should know better. Instead, I want you to peer down. Can you do that for me? Looking down, you can see my muscular tail has already wrapped you up completely, making my way all the way up to your neck, leaving only this cute head of yours exposed. Can you take a guess as to what's coming next, my dear? You are right. I wasn't going to go through all the hard work of coiling you up without getting some sort of a reward. Feeling your hole eagerly accept my cock is everything that I was wanting. Nothing but warm, tight heat clenching around me as I start to find a pace. It's not my hips doing the work, though. It's my tail. Lifting you up and down on my shaft, treating your hole more like a fleshlight than anything else. Oh, it's not like I need to be delicate with you, my dear. You've always been thrilled to take whatever I can give you. Happy to beg for more. Even now, despite just waking up from a nap and feeling groggy, you're happy to be filled, aren't you? Yeah. Every good toy feels best when filled, and you are no exception, my dear. It's your natural state of being. Anything less than that simply doesn't feel right now, does it? It's a good thing you have me to keep you satisfied. If I wasn't around, what would you be doing right now, dear? It wouldn't be studying at some prestigious college, continuing your education and bettering yourself. It wouldn't be working hard at your own store, trying to grow your business and be a pillar of the community. Oh, no. I bet I would find you at the local brothel, offering to pay people to fuck you. That's how badly you need it. You just aren't happy if you aren't filled. It's the only way you can come. You need something inside you to get you there. It's what makes you feel good. An orgasm without being filled is extremely unsatisfying to a toy as needy as you, dear. That's why you need me. I'm not going anywhere. You feel too good as you take my cock. Oh, yeah. Just listen to you. Moaning without shame because you don't need it. What good is shame going to have for a toy? It's better this way. You're actually making me proud of you like this. Taking me nice and deep. It feels really good, doesn't it? My tail lifts you up and down, forcing you to bounce on my cock. But it's okay, because your hole can take it. Your hole is more than excited to take what it's given. Yeah, clenching so tightly around me. It's like you're afraid of being empty, even for a second or two. Are you that desperate, my dear? Is it too much for you to bear even a second without a cock? Poor thing. Always thinking with everything except your brain. You let my tail squeeze you tightly. The scales scraping your responsive flesh. Shuddering in pleasure. You don't know what to do other than moan. That's how a toy expresses its gratitude, right? It's not like I'm fucking you for the intelligent conversation we're having. You can't even form a word, can you? Oh, yeah. Having your hole be used like a fleshlight is finally getting to you, isn't it? Poor thing. You can take it, dear. You're going to make me proud. I'm not giving you any other option. As long as you make me come and take my load, you're going to have done a good job. That's all it takes to be a proper toy. It's so simple, even you can't mess it up. Doesn't that make you feel better, my dear? Oh, yeah. I wouldn't give you a task that you couldn't handle. I don't want to set you up for failure. That's no fun. I want you to do good for me. Show off. Prove to me what a well-behaved toy you are. There's a reason I keep you around, my dear. Feels so good as you take my cock. You continue to clench around me, gripping me as tight as you can. You feel another squeeze of my tail. Tightening around your delicate form. You feel so fragile, wrapped in such a muscular tail. Reminded about how easily you could break. It only pushes you closer to the edge. Pleasure unable to be ignored the more I thrust inside you. You're doing good for me, toy. Taking everything that I give you. That's all it takes to be a good toy. Going to keep going and make me come, aren't you? Oh, so good. That's right, my dear. Rocking your hips back and forth in my grasp. It's really the only thing you can do to help at this point. The tip of my tail snakes between a layer, starts to stroke you, rub you in time with my thrusts. You're not just any old random toy. You're my special toy. My favorite one to play with. Oh, you're doing such a good job, my dear. Reminding me why you're my favorite. I can't get enough of how you move your hips with me. Despite how desperate you are, you're doing everything you can to make me come despite your own overstimulation settling in. Trying to get closer, trying to get farther away. Oh, you're such a good toy. This is why you're my favorite. Wouldn't want to play with any of the others. Why would I? I have the best one wrapped up in my tail. Yes, I do. Feels so fucking good. Oh, just look at you, trying your best. I see you, my dear, doing everything you can on your most amazing behavior so that you can earn an orgasm. You want to come, don't you? Fuck. Oh, I dare you. Then work with me just a bit more. Yeah, come on. Like that. Moaning as you feel my tail speeding against you. You start to rock your hips more and more. Oh, see? See, I told you that you could handle it. You're making me so proud, my dear. Yes, you are. Just a little bit more. I know you can do it. You can feel my cock twitching inside you, getting closer. That's all because of how amazing you feel, how tightly you're gripping me. Oh, such a wonderful job. You're a good toy. Oh, keep it up. Don't fucking stop. Oh, you're getting closer to the edge. Your orgasm's inevitable. You couldn't stop now even if you wanted to. Not with how good it feels as you rock backwards. It's too much, isn't it? Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh. That throbbing sensation has overtaken every rational thought you had. Only one thing is on your mind, my dear. You want to come so badly. Want to feel me pump my load inside you. Oh, so ask for it. Remember your manners and ask nicely, toy. Ask me to fill you up. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, look at you. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. You're so good for me. You've made me so happy. I'm so proud of you. For that, I want you to let go. Come on. Come on, I know you want to. You can do it. You're close, just like me. So let go. Let go. Come on, my cock, my dear. Come with me. Look at you. You've made me so happy. I'm so proud of you, my dear. I love you so much. How are you holding up? You doing okay? Then you won't mind if I bring you closer, right? I won't unfurl my tail. I'll just bring you closer to my body. tucking you neatly next to me so that you can be the little spoon while coiled in my tail. I think that works best, don't you? Already making yourself comfy, huh? Go ahead, I insist. You earned it after a session like that. Handled everything so beautifully. I'm so proud of you, my dear. You did so well. I don't think there are enough words in the English language to express how proud I am for handling your overstimulation like that. I know how hard that is for you, dear. You're improving so much. You just keep getting better and better. I'm so fucking lucky that you're my partner. There's absolutely no one I want as much as I want you. You make me the happiest snake alive. Feels so good wrapped up in my tail. Feeling my scales shimmy against you. Your fingers absently start to pet me. Meanwhile, you relax further into me. A smile appears on your face as you feel my abs, deciding to nestle yourself against them even more. You've always loved how they felt, haven't you? So stable behind you. You can lean your full body weight on me and know you're not going to fall. I've got you, my dear. I've always got you. Yes, I do. Never going to let you go. You're the only one for me. I love you. There's no one who could even hold a candle to your brilliance, my dear. You are the kindest person I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. There's nothing you could do or say that would make me think you're too much for me. Whatever you need, my dear, I love you for how you are. Just like this. You mean more to me than anything else in this world. You're so good, my dear. Nestled snugly in my tail. You're safe here. You took everything so well earlier. I'm so proud of you. I'm so lucky that you're mine. That I'm the one who you trust like this. Holding you as close to me as possible. Curling around your smaller form. My tail keeps you protected, doesn't it? That's right. Nothing's going to be able to touch you. Not when I'm around. If anyone came in here, they would have to go through me first. Not going to let anyone harm you. Not going to let anyone get you. No, no, no. You're mine, my dear. I don't like sharing what's mine with the others. going to keep holding you until you tell me it's too much. If it's up to me, I would spend all day like this. Though, I think I would find any excuse to hold you. You just feel so good against me. Fits so perfectly. And feels like you were always meant to be here with me. Holding you tightly against my chest. Feeling you pet my scales. Tail coiled as strongly as it can around your form. You feel good like this, don't you? This is where you're most at home, isn't it, my dear? Home isn't a place for you, but a person. Someone big and strong who's going to protect you and keep you safe. Someone who dotes on you and loves you just the way you are. You're perfect to me, my dear. I'm so lucky to call you my partner. I can't think of anyone else worthy of that title. You deserve it. You wake up every day and try your best. You make me smile without even knowing. You're so sweet without even second guessing it. You don't even know what a good person you are. It's like you're clueless to how brightly you shine. People are drawn to you like a magnet because you radiate warmth and goodness. That's what brought me in originally. You had this certain look in your eyes, and I couldn't help myself. It was love at first sight. Do you remember what you said to me when I finally made my way over to you? It was something along the lines of, "Leave me alone," or, "I'm good." Which would have hurt my feelings if I hadn't already had a drink or two. I don't know what made me stay and strike up an actual conversation with you, but I'm glad I did. It was the best decision I ever made, because it led me right here. This is where I was always supposed to be, my dear. You're mine, and I'm yours. There's no one I love more than you. There's no one I want more than you. You're my everything. I don't care if you're having the best day of your life, dressed up to the nines, or you're having an awful day and just rotting away in bed. I want you either way. Always going to want you, just like I'm always going to love you. It's not like I could walk out and find a replacement for you. You're one of a kind. You're so special, and I've fallen so fucking hard for you. Even the more annoying stuff you do. I can't imagine my life without it. For some reason, even when you annoy me, I think you're cute. I find myself wanting to kiss you and take care of you. See, I don't think that this feeling is ever going to go away. You have me wrapped around your finger, my dear. Whenever I stare at you, I get butterflies in my stomach. Every time I look at you, I feel my heart drop because you're so fucking hot. You're too good for me, my dear. I really don't deserve you. But I will spend every single day proving to you that I will eventually earn you. How does that sound? I love you. Forever and always, my dear.